I'd like to thank my co-authors on this paper, Aaron Smith, Chris Boyer, Rebecca Boland, Christine Bushermo, Ed Barnes, and I also want to thank Ed Barnes and Cotton Incorporated for funding this project. The planning window in a lot of states is very narrow. Some of the data that's put together by Terry Griffin tells me in the state of Tennessee, we have about 17 days over the last 30 years, median of 17 days suitable for planning in our state. Last 3 years, we've been very close to that, probably about 12. And so there's a lot of interest in, if I'm going to increase capacity of my planning, do I go wider, do I plant faster, or do I change some of my management practices like different seeding loading techniques to be able to plant more cotton in a day. We planted 41 fields, ranging from anywhere from about 2 acres, not much better than a garden, all the way up to about 106. So we've captured planting data for kind of a variety of different fields. We had a data acquisition system consisting of an implement switch. So we were monitoring planter status throughout the whole time they were planting. We had that hooked into a system with an RTK GPS. So we were monitoring at 10 hertz. So 10 times a second, we knew where the planter was and whether the status was in the ground planting or out of the ground planting. We brought that into ArcMap. You know, the old days, all of the planting efficiency work was done with a stopwatch. What I'm going to present today is trying to simulate planting. And I'll be honest, I don't come from an ag background, and I've never planted a single acre in my life, but I'm now trying to simulate planting. So we brought that data in, and so we had a distance between the GPS antenna and the seed drop tube. So we adjusted the raw data, whether we were going forward or backward. So we came in and we created these planting operation maps. So we can take a look at this map, and all the green, we know we're in the ground planting. The reds, we're turning. The magentas is when we have the planter out of the ground and we're kind of traveling throughout the field. We're looking at planting efficiency and defining it this way. We're taking the time that we spend in the row planting divided by the total time of all the other planting operations. That includes planting, turning, infield traveling, folding and unfolding the planter, checking seed depth, and checking seed loading. We didn't include greasing, fueling tractor, and downtime. We noticed as we were collecting data that this did not happen in every field, and oftentimes it did not happen every day. So it was early in the morning, they were fueling tractor and greasing at the same time. So the data that I'll show you does not include these operations. So we're simulating plant. We took the 12-row planter that all of the fields were planted with a 12-row planter on 38-inch centers. So we took those data maps, the planting operation maps, and we created AB lines with the 12-row planter. And from the AB lines from the 12-row planter and the planting pattern that we got from the planting operation maps, we created or simulated 18 and 24-row planters in those same fields. So in 18-row, we're looking at 57 feet. 24-row, we're looking at 76. We took planting time. We determined the travel distance for all the planter passes in the field, and we divided that by planting speed. And by the planter distance for each planter pass, it's the minimum distance that would be required to get a full coverage of that planter. It would be like if you were driving with RTK auto guidance and you're running section control. It'd be about that same distance. Or if you're perfect. If you lift the ground planter out of the ground and drop it back down into, you know, into the ground, if you're perfect, it's the same thing. So if you divide that total planter distance by speed, that gives you seconds or minutes or hours. So that's how we define planting time. We simulated all the turns. We took and drew a half circle perpendicular to the direction of travel. It has a diameter of the width of the planter, and the other end of that half circle, we connected it back to the beginning of the next pass. We divided that by the average turning speed. If you look across all 41 fields, there was a maximum turning speed of 4.6 miles an hour, minimum of 2.6, average of about 3.7. Turning speed was highly influenced by operator, somewhat looking at the data influenced by the field shape itself. So we made the decision that all different planter widths would have the same turning speed, and that was based on the average turning speed that operator got in that field. If he can only turn a 12 row at 3.5 miles an hour, I didn't think he could turn an 18 or a 24 row any faster. We also had to adjust these turns because there's a lag time between the time the planter is lifted out of the ground until they start to make the turn. And that's highly influenced by the operator, and it has also some influence on the tractor hydraulics. So we went through every field and calculated an average time, what I call this lag time. And you can see it was very variable and highly dependent on the operator. One operator did it over the whole field on average of 2.2 seconds, and the maximum was 14.7. So we took an average of 5 seconds. So as you can see, if I would have thought, you got a 5 second lag time here, so you push this curve back 5 seconds, so you also have 5 seconds on the other side of the curve going back into the next pass. So we took the number of turns and added 10 seconds, multiplied that by 10 seconds, and then we added that back to the total planter turning path divided by that average speed. We also noticed instances of infield traveling. Times when some of these very odd-shaped fields, they would pick the planter up and move to the other parts of the field. That was often done at speeds faster than planting or turning, so we kind of broke those out, and we called those traveling. So again, we drew lines, you know, an arc map to represent that path of travel. We also noticed that we started changing the planter width in these fields. All these fields have grown to 12-row planters. And so when you start sticking an 18 or a 24-row planter in there, sometimes you end up in the opposite side of the field or opposite end. So we made the decision that we started, we ended at the same spot. So again, we drew lines, calculated the distance. We divided that by the average traveling speed obtained by that operator in that field, and that was the time we attributed to traveling. The rest of the data was collected the old-fashioned way with a stopwatch and 3 weeks on the road. We went and got, you know, a lot of producers that were willing to sit there and let us time them. We looked at three different seed loading methods, one loading individual hoppers with bags, loading individual hoppers with seed tenders, and also using central fill systems. And what we found out is you can load 2 bags of seed. If you're doing it by bags, by hand, it takes you about 60 seconds a row unit. If you use a seed tender, we drop down to about 45 seconds. So you pick up a little bit of time, and not a tremendous amount, but you pick a lot of less wear and tear on your back over a day by using seed tender versus bags. So you didn't tell that for loading 2 bags of seed, that takes about 12 minutes. 2 bags of seed with a seed tender is about 9 minutes. And if we go to a central fill system, again, it was somewhere in the neighborhood of 11.3 minutes or somewhere around 11 minutes to load 2 bulk containers. Bulk container has about 9.2 million seeds. The dilemma we have with attributing seed loading to efficiency. In the state of Tennessee, our producers don't load seed in every field. We'll pull into a farm, we'll load up that planter, and we'll plant until we're empty. And so I decided to attribute seed loading on a second per acre basis. You look at loading 2 bags of seed into a 12-row planter at seed count of 230,000 seeds per bag, you've got enough in that planter to plant 134 acres. So I didn't see it was fair to attribute 9 minutes planting a 12-acre field or even an 80-acre field. And so I went ahead and divided that 9 minutes by 134 acres. I'm saying a seed rate of 3 seeds per foot. And you can see seed loading here is 4 seconds an acre. So if we got a 20-acre field, multiply 4 times 20, seed loading for that field is 80 seconds. With a central fill system, you've got enough seed with 2 bulk containers to plant about 446 acres. And so it took about 11 plus minutes divided by 446. So we're looking at a seed loading rate of about 1.5. Let me assure you, when you start looking at other crops like corn and soybeans, these values will go up because you spend a lot more time refilling because you're not carrying as much seed. Time to check seed depth measured over several operators was about 1.5 minutes. That was from the time he stopped the tractor, got out, pulled out his pocket knife, dug a few rows, got back into his tractor, and took off. Time to unfold and fold a planter. Depending on the planter type, there were four types that we looked at as we were planting these. You got the 12-row stack fold. You know, it took about 70 seconds to fold and unfold combined. And you got the 18 and 24-row, you know, front folds. It took about 220 seconds or in that neighborhood. So now that we've got all the data, we've got an equation. Again, we're taking the time to plant divided by the total time of all the other planting operations, including planting. And then capacity, as you well know, is speed times width times the efficiency divided by a constant. So what you're seeing here is an average across all 41 fields. Things that you can look at, as you increase planting speed, you're going to decrease efficiency. Going from 4 to 12 miles an hour for a 12-row planter that we've loaded seed with a seed tender, you're seeing somewhere around a 22% drop in efficiency. For the 18 and 24-row, you're looking at somewhere around 24% efficiency. You also look, as you increase planter width, you can go, say, at 6 miles an hour, you're going from about 57% efficiency with a 24-row. With a 12-row, you're somewhere in the neighborhood of about 69%. So increasing speed, we decrease planting efficiency, and increased planter width, we decrease efficiency as well. If you look at capacity, all producers are more concerned about capacity than efficiency. And again, what you see is that although the efficiencies are dropping as we increase speed, with capacity, we're increasing the amount of cotton we can put in the ground as we increase speed. I think that if you look at the curves for a 12-row, we're getting somewhere in the neighborhood of 16 acres per hour difference between a 4-mile-an-hour and 12-mile-an-hour. And the 24-row, you're somewhere in the neighborhood of about 21 acres per hour, I think, across that same range. You can also look at keeping the speed constant. 6 miles an hour, you know, we're getting about 19 acres per hour with a 12-row, 25 and a half with an 18, and 31 with a 24. I looked at some of the things. The thing about busting out all the different planting operations, now you can kind of do sensitivity analysis, and I wondered how seed loading would influence that. You know, it's kind of interesting. Some of the seed loaders were well-oiled machines. I mean, they would get there, it would get done, they would stop that tractor, one would start immediately taking the lids off while the tractor driver was getting out. All of the seed loading had two workers. And while others, they would get out, smoke a cigarette or two, and then go to load seed, and then they'd get finished loading seed, and they'd smoke another cigarette and hop back in the tractor. So I said, okay, what happens if we double? Let's go from 4 seconds to 8 seconds and see how that influences efficiency across all these fields. At 6 miles an hour, you see we're dropping about 1.5% in efficiency, and we're dropping about 0.4 acre per hour by just doubling the amount of time we take to load seed. So not a tremendous influence. We all know that field shape and size influences efficiency. I mean, there's several studies out there. So I broke out the fields into 6 perimeter to area ratios. Of all of the parameters that have been studied and reported in literature, perimeter to area ratio is probably one of the best we have right now. May not be totally great, but it is one of the best we have right now. So I divided it up into 6 ranges, anywhere from less than 0.003, which those are big fields and very regular shape, all the way down to anything greater than 0.01. They're typically your really small fields or really kind of medium fields that are really very irregular in shape. So you can see what happens with efficiency across this same range. And of course, that's going to work, going to correspond to planting capacity. So you can see in there, the dashed black line is the average across all 40 fields, kind of give you an indication. So we saw that across all planter widths. You know, this is for a 57 foot. So what I decided to do, and it's not statistically, I decided to bust it up into 3 different ranges. Our producers always like to know, you know, give me the least amount of information. So I busted this up into what I call 3 different field types. I call them my low-cost field, which would typically be my perimeter area ratio less than 0.003. Then I've got my medium-cost fields, which are in that range of 0.004 to 0.006. And then I've got my, what I call my high cost fields, and those are your perimeter area ratios that are pretty high. You can see right here a little bit easier. If I'm in my good fields, my low cost fields at 6 miles an hour, 12 row, loaded it with seed tender versus a 17 or 57 foot or 18 row planter, I'm getting about 10 acres an hour difference from a 12 row to an 18 row. So if I'm trying to make a decision on do I buy a wider planter or a bigger planter, you can also see here at about 9 miles an hour, you can get about the same capacity as you can get with a 12 row as you can get with an 18 going 6 miles an hour. The other two, we start seeing a drop in what I call that moderately cost fields. You're seeing about a 6 acre per hour difference between the 12 row and the 18 row. And then when you get down into those really high cost fields, you're only getting about a 3 acre hour difference. And so as I look at this, and producers are talking about trading in a 12 row to buy an 18, I'm not sure they should be sending out that 12 row into these small fields. Kind of give you an idea of the field breakdown. Those high cost fields average, the range was 32 acres to 106. In that medium range, it was 16 to 60. In the what I call that low cost or the high cost of the fields, you're looking at a range of about 2 acres all the way up to 18, average about 8. So in conclusion, it boils down to is a lot of things we already knew. As far as increasing speed and increasing planter width, you're going to see a decrease in efficiency. And I think as we use and gather more data, I'm part of a group and there's several folks in here, you know, it'd be nice to be able to have an indicator or a characteristic of a field to help producers make an opinion or make a decision on whether or not they want to buy a certain type planter, or really if we could characterize farms. We farm multiple fields in a farm, and if we farm multiple farms, we know the rain's coming in a few days. What farm do we go to first to be able to put most of it in the ground? Anybody have any questions?
Glad to hear you had any questions. Find Mike afterwards.